Welcome to a sisterhood of women who strive to let him in.
You are listening to episode 15, titled The Importance of Gratitude. Hey, you guys, this is Kelsey Millay, and I am your host here on the Let Him In podcast, where my intent is to have these episodes full of thoughts, impressions, and ways for you to easily let God into your everyday. So the last few days, we have covered all the different segments and sections that you can find on your daily spread in the Hear Him journal. The first page where we really are connecting and recording our conversation with God. The second page we've gone over where we are implementing our revelations with those action prompts. We've covered I am statements. And now today we will be finishing it up with our little Heavenly Father thank you gratitude box. Saying thank you is actually scientifically proven to make you happier. Don't know if you knew that. I actually did not know that until recently. There was an experiment that was done that they did where they ended up realizing that majority of us are the same amount of happy no matter what our day looked like. They had people in the experiment spend one day at an amusement park and then the next day back at work. And between the 2 days, there really wasn't much difference at all in their level of happiness. After more research and studies, it is safe to say that we are in a society that are not great at taking note of what makes us happy each day. It also tells us that we take a lot of things for granted. By practicing gratitude and noting what you are thankful for and why helps you to stop ignoring what actually makes you happy, and it becomes more obvious, which in turn can then make you a happier person overall. Having an attitude of gratitude naturally makes you happier. Research shows it improves your physical health. You typically live a longer life, have higher self-esteem, sleep better at night, you're better able to combat negative thoughts, all because of practicing gratitude. And that is because it's actually scientifically proven that your brain is rewired when you practice gratitude. So I think it is safe to say that gratitude is something that we should all be intentionally adding into our life daily. If you get to writing your gratitude list and you don't know where to start, think of these three categories to kind of get your mind going. You can first think of things you are grateful for, places, and third, people. As important as it is to note what you are grateful for, it is even more important to note who is the one that gave it to you, who is the one that provided it for you. In Mosiah 2, verse 20, it says, I say unto you, my brethren, that if you should render all the thanks and praise which your whole soul has power to possess to that God who has created you and has kept and preserved you and has caused that ye should rejoice and has granted that ye should live in peace one with another. In that verse, it simply states we need to render all the thanks, all of the praise that our entire soul possesses. Because God is the one that created you, and He is the one that is preserving you and giving you breath every day. President Thomas S. Monson says, regardless of our circumstances, each of us has much for which to be grateful if we will but pause and contemplate our blessings. He then goes on to say, sincerely giving thanks not only helps us recognize our blessings, but it also unlocks the doors of heaven and helps us feel God's love. I know that sometimes in prayer, our blessings can be recited almost like a checklist of items that we could say daily. We're thankful for our family, and we're thankful for our house, and we're thankful for our health, and all of these big, huge blessings, which obviously are important to thank God for, but I have felt so much more growth in myself and love from God and towards God when I challenge myself in this little Heavenly Father thank you section to think outside of those big, large blessings. It really helps me to have to stop, think, pause, and recognize and appreciate even more blessings that I have been given in my life. So today's thought for today is an anonymous quote that I absolutely love, which says, "It's not happiness that brings us gratitude. It's gratitude that brings us happiness." Now would be the perfect time to pull out your Hear Him journal and continue in more stillness, an open mind, and a desire to connect with God. Love you guys.